So what was it like to interview Roddy? And let's just start with when did you interview him? And how do you feel now that everything has transpired the way that it has?
Well, I've known Roddy my whole life. You know, I met Roddy when I was 5 years old. You know, he was 19 years old, you know, already wrestling men. You know, this guy was really, really good at his craft at a very young age. So, you know, he was always larger than life to me. And I remember he was just kind of like Uncle Roddy hanging out, you know. So I've been really friends with him my whole life. And after becoming a wrestler, you know, I really reconnected with him a lot. And he became just like a mentor to me and really helped me out a lot of, you know, just different aspects in life and the business and, you know, just insights, feel that he's been around. He's been around a lot and a very wise guy, you know. So we created a really cool relationship, you know, just without even trying, you know. And he used to call me his son, you know, like, hey, you're my son too. So, and that being said, I did his podcast, and when I did his podcast, I was like, hey, man, you want to do mine? He's like, yeah, absolutely. So we drove from this side of town, and he jumped on, and, you know, it was a pleasure. It was awesome, and we knocked it out, and I interviewed Roddy Piper. It's pretty cool talking about where they live and all the stuff with Mr. T and WrestleMania 1 and that kind of stuff. You know, it was pretty big thing that to me was just talking to my friend. Mm-hmm. But now looking at it now with the events that transpired, man, it's like, it's gold. It's just like a gem, you know, that that I have that a lot of people don't have.